Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. You must have a lot of good stuff today, man.
I don't know about that, Joe, but I do have a lot of stuff. We'll start it off here with the NBA on TNT. Little Barkley from last night. This is right up your guys' alley.
Oh,
it's kind of what
yeah.
we've been talking about all morning, to an extent. Here's Charles Barkley.
Like Shaq wanted me to talk about all them big old women. Oh, they got some big ones down there. All them churros like this.
That's
I'm telling you. They be eating them churros.
and that's
what they be doing with the churros, Chuck? They start, hey, Jack, remember they started a diet down there.
Do it slower, Chuck. Do it slower.
Slim slow.
That's what you miss the most about them.
Hey, do it slower, Chuck. Hey, Victoria's the Secret down there. That's how they came with that name. They got them big-ass bloomers down in San Antonio.
He's crazy.
How many people get away with that one?
Just Charles. That's it. Anyone else on TV says that, they're in trouble.
He's fat shaming.
Right.
I mean, you get away with it to an extent, too.
But not to that detail.
People go on social media and bitch to other people. I'm going to counseling. I'm all messed up.
Barkley's been talking about fat women in San Antonio for like a decade.
Yeah, it's been his part of the shtick.
Right.
All the great Mexican restaurants in San Antonio. Tex-Mex. Some great
big bloomers.
Some great food there. You like to...
Jeez.
Grew up around Mexican food and you like it?
I like me some Mexican food, yeah.
All right, we keep it in the NBA here. This Kawhi Leonard story seems to get more and more ridiculous as we go here. The NBA fined the Clippers $50,000. Doc Rivers came out with some statements yesterday. He said, this is coming from Woj, about Kawhi Leonard. He feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing. We're just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. I think Kawhi made a statement that he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way.
So I heard Windhorst saying that he's got an injury. They need to come out clean on the injury so this stuff will stop, but they don't want to do it. I don't know.
Basically,
here's the process.
He's
so
pretty
Woj
damn good
on.
For right. If he's got an injury, pretty damn good with that injury.
Well, Woj said that NBA doctors evaluate the medical info provided by the Clippers. The league doesn't just take their word for it. But he said that essentially Rivers is trying to be supportive of Leonard in public, and it's costing him $50,000. But to see how the coach come out and say that the guy's never felt better,
yeah, it's
not a great look when you don't play on national TV.
Yeah. By the way, Darren Revell this morning fining Clippers owner Steve Ballmer $50,000, whose net worth is $53.2 billion, is the equivalent of fining the average American less than 1 cent.
I was going to say, I believe, is he the wealthiest owner in all of professional sports?
53.2 Bs? That's a lot of Bs, man. That's a lot of Bs.
I'll write the $50,000. Hell, I have it in cash in my wallet here.
Somebody
give
check
it to
my
him.
Car. Yeah, I might have 50 grand
Crazy.
Sitting there.
Crazy.
All right, guys, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and that seems to be the case here with Chris Carter as he is out at Fox Sports. This one stings here. He basically got into a dispute. Got into a little bit of a dispute because he was upset. He wanted to be part of the pregame show, which they film right where they film his First Things First show.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where FS1 is on the dial.
You know he's on that show. He's been on that show for a while, but go ahead.
Anyway, he is out officially. They had the security help him clean out his desk.
Ooh.
And he's done.
That's embarrassing, right?
A lot of people.
Probably should have had a fall guy.
No. Just so you know.
Great point.
When they let you go and it's ugly, when you clean out your desk, a lot of places, NBC does that too, where they have the security guy walk you in and out. The most embarrassing thing of all time, to have that guy walk you out. It's not a good one. Listen, Chris Carter, let's face it. Chris Carter's a great player. But they're like, first of all, to lose your job because you can't be part of Thursday night football.
Come on.
And they went with Gronkowski and Tony Gonzalez. I mean, whatever you think. Come on, Chris. And by the way, he got fired at ESPN. Mm-hmm. Now he's been fired. He's running out of place to go unless NFL Network is going to let him hop
aboard. Yeah, maybe.
And I got to be honest, he's not a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He's just
I think you're being nice by saying
he was
that.
A great player, but just not always a very nice
I think he has
guy.
The aura of being a little douchey to people.
If you see him in public, do not go up to him. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, I had my
do not go up to
I
him.
Had some in a basketball game too.
I think we all have had on this.
I was at a Heat game as well, but this was when I was like young. And he was very rude.
I was at a Heat basketball game and hit me with something way out there about his son. And I just went, oh, okay, Chris. And, you know, I walked away and went, what a D-bag. Okay.
Sounds like you were the D-bag in the interaction, though, but.
No, I don't know. Try to extort me
the
for
way coffee. You didn't tell the story very well. It sounded like you were the bad guy
situation. No, it's just, you know, he's just. He is what he is.
A little douchey. That's the common denominator.
Maybe he made a lot of money, doesn't need the job, because that's a hell of a way to lose a really good job.
And embarrassingly.
Well, maybe he'll be nicer to people now. Ready to move to college football?
Yeah.
All right. We got a big game coming up, guys. Ohio State is going to take on Georgia. The game will be in Athens, and the game will be in 2030. That was the announcement yesterday. So if you're a fifth grader right now, that's how you do the math on this one. If you're a fifth grader, you could be involved in this big marquee matchup here coming up in 2030. Joe, your thoughts on the year 2030?
It's 11 years from now.
You will be
dead. Good chance I'm dead.
I was going to say 90, but
yeah.
All right.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, no, that's – I'm guessing your fan base not getting real excited about
that. How do you get excited about a game that's over a decade away?
God, you got to go that far out there.
I just saw that yesterday.
4 or 5 years is one thing, but my God.
4 or 5 years is still something like, oh, like when Miami announced more Florida games, it's like, we're playing again in 6 years. Okay, great. What do you want me to do for 6 years?
That's nuts.
Think about it.
What else you got, Woody?
Last story here for the week, guys. Remember the story I told you yesterday about Syracuse, their basketball team. They played Virginia in the opening game. They scored 34 points in the entire game. You guys will never guess who spoke to the team in the locker room during pregame.
Carmelo Anthony.
Had to be Carmelo.
It was Humble Mello.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I didn't even
see the story. He brought his stench over to Syracuse.
Just shoot it. Don't pass.
And they went for 34 points in their opener, which is the least points they've scored in like 50
years. Are you guys a little surprised, just a little bit, that nobody signed him to an NBA roster?
No, I'm not.
Even to sit at the end of the bench? Because He said, I'll sit at the end of the bench right now.
Okay, there's a difference between a guy that wants to sit on the end of the bench who's
how
kind
bad
of
a guy
Udonis
are you?
Haslam type, or a guy like Carmelo who's going to sit at the end of the bench, and every time someone misses a shot, you're going to hear him go, I would have made that.
Well, it's like
he's a locker room killer.
Right.
Look what he did to Syracuse.
You think he realizes he's 34. Going, there's teams that would take Dwayne Wade back right now, and I can't get in it, and he's retired, and I'm telling you I want to play. I mean, that's got to be –
Joe, when his buddy
how bad is
LeBron
your,
already picked him up?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I mean, come on.
How bad's your reputation when nobody wants you to sit at the end of the bench with minimum wage?
Yeah. It's a bad guy.
Bad stuff.
Bad.
Probably not
guy.
Good to have him speak in the locker room before the game either.
Right.
No.
Not good. Right. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to. Brandon Lang's going to join us from Vegas. We'll talk about and help you make some money, help you with some picks. Don Bailey Jr., getting ready for this home game coming up for the Miami Hurricanes. Hopefully come out on fire. Can we make it look like they think they're seeing Florida State guys and they're all fired up like it's their big rival?
Put goggles on. That's how you could do that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.